This is Apollo Control at 98 hours, 16 minutes. We're now less than 2 minutes from reacquiring the spacecraft in its 12th revolution of the moon. At this time, Armstrong and Aldrin should be completing pressure checks on their spacesuits. Coming up in this revolution, they'll be running checks on the guidance platform of their LEM guidance system. They'll also be running checks on the reaction control system thrusters and their descent propulsion system, as well as the rendezvous radar. We'll also be giving them a go, no-go for undocking in the following revolution. The checkout and activation of the LEM up to this point has been moving along very smoothly, all systems performing well, and we were ahead of the flight plan at the end of the last revolution. We'll stand by now to reacquire the spacecraft. The LEM and CSM still docked, and Armstrong and Aldrin within the LEM, that will be their home for the next 30 hours or so. Now about 45 seconds from reacquiring. We're now about 15 seconds from reacquisition of Apollo 11. The spacecraft currently in an orbit with an apocynthian of 63.5 nautical miles, a paracynthian of 55.9. As we're continuing to see the apocynthian drop, the paracynthian raise as the orbit becomes more and more circular. We should have acquisition of signal shortly. We will have some noise on the circuits until the LEM steerable and the CSM high-gain antennas are brought into play. Capcom Charlie Duke putting in a call to the crew. We'll continue to stand by. Charlie Duke asking the crew to verify in the LEM that they are on their forward Omni antenna. We're still awaiting a lockup and a stronger signal, and we'll continue to have noise on the circuit until we get a stronger signal. We do have telemetry data from the spacecraft at this time.